Welcome to this week's episode of the Robo Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Robo Falcons. I'm your host, Jason, and I am joined by my co-host, as always, Asher.
Hello.
And we're joined by three students today. We have Owen.
Hello.
We have Akshara.
Hi.
And we have Ahana.
Hello.
And guys, we just had our first competition of the year. We were at in Ann Arbor. It was a pretty cool event. And we did pretty well, right? How did we do? What happened?
So, in terms of awards, we got Inspire.
Okay.
Is the highest award we can get, so that's very nice. And then additionally, in the competition, we were on the winning alliance. Not the captain, but the first choice. And the only choice, actually, this year.
Yeah, it's a little different this year. Instead of picking two other teams, so you have a... Obviously, you go through the preliminary rounds, the regular matchup rounds, and then you have the sort of playoffs, the tournament at the end, and you pick, there's an alliance captain. Normally, or in the past years, there'd be four alliance captains, and each alliance captain would pick two teams to be with them. This year, it's a little different. There are six alliance captains, but they only pick one other team to be with them.
One of the cool things about that is that it's still 12 teams.
It is still 12 teams, yeah. And it's a double elimination tournament this time. So it's not one and done, which works out. It's nice. Also, you know, you're matched up with that same team for every single match. You don't have to switch out teams. But you're right. We were on the winning alliance. And so being on the winning alliance and winning the Inspire Award, what does that allow us to do?
That automatically secures us a position in States.
Right. That's pretty good. I would say we did really well. I don't remember. What was our high score?
High score was... Yeah.
That 54?
I think that's also the third highest score in the world.
Currently, yes. As of the recording right now, it is the third highest score in the world. And also, how many points are... What is our team able to score by themselves currently?
Isn't it like in the hundreds?
154. We were able to score 154 points by ourselves. We had a really solid robot, solid build, and some really good driving and playing by you guys. You guys did a good job. So, Ahana, this is your first competition.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Well, they were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other robots, sometimes I was terrified, you know?
Yeah.
But then sometimes I was really happy, too.
What did you think about the atmosphere? Excited?
Well, yeah, obviously. It was also kind of scary.
What was scary about it?
Although, like, talking to the judges was scary. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when our hang didn't work, and then when our intake didn't work really well, that was kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the rest of it was fun.
Yeah, with a couple of hiccups we had, which we did a good job to overcome those. How did we correct those issues? Do you remember?
I think initially the reason why our intake didn't work in that first round was the initialization was kind of weird, so I think we fixed that in the code.
I think that was it. That was part of it. The other reason was the previous night we had set the code to make the intake run longer for like a less charged battery, but then when we had a fully charged battery, it span too long, and then the piece went out the other end.
That's part of it too, yep. And also the sensor itself was kind of wonky. Something was going on with the sensor. And we kind of figured out that the lights in the gym that we were in made the sensor read the color of the piece differently than it did with the lights that we have here when we were practicing. So that, because the sensor senses the hue or the shade of the piece, and it just wasn't quite calibrated correctly for the lighting that was in that room. So that all those things contributed to it, but we got it fixed. And then as far as the hang goes, I don't know what happened there, but we fixed it.
Yeah, the reason that it did that is we have a slide brake in order to not just fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that broke twice.
Okay.
Once when it went too early and we couldn't like have our hang go up.
Mm-hmm.
And once where we didn't activate it and then we just kind of went. And I'm pretty sure that one was because they stopped it too early.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just stopped buzzing like, okay. They stopped it before the slide brake went in and then just went.
Got it. So what was your favorite part of the competition this weekend?
I think it was definitely kind of seeing the robot that we built, and I personally worked on the intake, and seeing that come to fruition and just seeing the robot just do really well was pretty awesome.
I think it was like during like alliance selections, because when I was scouting, I was looking at all the robots and filling out like information, and I was like, I filled out information for our team too, and seeing like how well we had done in an alliance selection, and like our hard work paid off, and we got like second alliance. That was cool.
It was pretty cool when the second place team wanted us, and it was like actually really happy.
Yeah, it worked out really well. We did not make the top two positions, which we were hoping to. We were sixth. We were sixth. That's right. We were sixth position, and the second alliance picked us over several other teams. So we did really well. We really showed off what we could do, and the other teams noticed.
Were we coincidentally also the only two teams at that composition who had a functioning level 3 ascent?
Yeah, we were.
It was. Yep.
Yeah.
That is correct. We were matched up with the only other team that had a level 3 ascent, which we're watching some events now, and there seems to be more teams now that have a level 3 ascent, but ours was one of the first and seemingly one of the best, one of the most consistent, which is good. So yeah. Good design work. Speaking of design work, we're in the process of upgrading all kinds of things on the robot, including the external appearance. So we're upgrading the panels. How would you guys describe the side panels that we have right now?
We're replacing them with like 3D printed panels with like rivets that makes it look like metal.
And then what do we have on there right now? Right now they're just yellow and they have the...
Oh, they have like Velcro things for the... Like the alliance color changes, you have to have like a color for your team number. Instead of it being Velcro, it'll like say on there without.
Yeah, so we're going to 3D print it. Or at least that's the plan. The plan is to 3D print the colored alliance side color, either red or blue, on the actual panel itself. And we'll just switch on the panels. And they do look more like submarines. We have sort of a prototype that we're looking at right now. It has little metal rivets in there to make it look like it's a piece of metal, so it's kind of cool. And then we're also upgrading, we have some extra giveaways that we didn't have on the last episode. We didn't have these giveaways yet. So what are the giveaways that we have on in our pit area now?
We're gonna work on some more pit awards, because last time our pit awards didn't work. We just have to 3D print them, and we also made a lot of more keychains.
The keychains, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, we didn't have the keychains on the last episode. What do the keychains look like?
They're basically the submarine, which is Trident, and we will just give them away. They're just yellow submarines.
So 3D printed yellow submarines on a keychain. And then we're working on that pit award. What's the pit award going to be?
It's a periscope. We're buying periscopes. I think it's from Amazon. We're just buying like this huge pack of like periscopes. Oh no, we found a 3D printed design. We're gonna 3D print a bunch of periscopes, and they're actually working.
Yep, we have mirrors online from Amazon. We're gonna put the mirrors in the little 3D printed periscope, and you can actually use it as a periscope. It'll be fun. All right, so side panels are one of the improvements that we're working on. We have some other things that we're currently refining and working on. Owen, I think you had something you were working on.
Yeah. We're working on like a system that we would have to actually go to the human player to clip the specimens, which is, it's really difficult because human hands are surprisingly dexterous.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're currently trying to get that to work, although we probably won't have it by our next competition, but maybe by states, maybe.
And what will this thing do? What will the
proof so be? Instead of going to the human player and dropping one off and then like having to wait for them to grab it and do all the stuff, we would just do that all on the robot.
So making a clip, clipping it on there, picking up a piece, an element, putting the clip on there and making it a specimen.
On a robot, yeah.
On the robot itself.
Because there is no limit to how many clips you can have on your robot. That's something that we're trying to do. It's hard because, like, again, human hands, surprisingly dexterous.
So it's hard to make a robot copy that function.
Yeah, especially with just, like, servos, because, you know, you have rotation and more rotation.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all you have.
So how's that coming along?
It's nowhere close to being like on a robot, clipping it and then moving it like to actually do stuff with it. But we have ideas. We have like an idea of how we could clip it. We have a kind of a working prototype to clip it, but It's just not able to really be put on the robot the way it's done right now.
But we're working on it, so
yeah.
A little progress. Any other interesting things that you saw at the competition that you didn't expect to see?
One of the cool things we saw was like an intake that they would just bring it out, and they would like search for a piece. They would automatically tilt it, go down, and grab it. And that was just, it was really cool to see that. I think it was on Swarm, if I'm not mistaken.
They had a really cool intake.
Yeah, it's very similar to Cybugs, and I think they're sister teams, so it makes sense.
It was cool to see that there were six teams which could qualify for states instead of just two. But the amount of teams which could, like, actually qualify were 12.
One of the other things that happens while we're here at the
LCTC,
yep, is there's league meets going on. So there's other competitions that we host right here at the LCTC, and there currently is one going on as we speak. So other teams, our teams that share the LCTC with us, Holmes and Emerson, are both competing in the event today, along with a bunch of other teams from around. What do you guys think of the event that's going on out there?
I think that it's definitely really cool to be able to, like, see how many robots are there. And, like, it's obviously farther in, so we kind of get to see more well-thought-out robots, because generally, if you pick 1 week, two, the robots, they could really, like, a lot of times are just, like, quick, made, right?
Like, basic then, robots.
But then as you get farther on, there feels like there's more purpose and there's more...
The ideas have been more refined on the robot.
Yes.
And they've been able to sort of tweak them a bit to make them work more efficiently.
On like week two events, you see like a lot of teams that just don't have an autonomous. But then like during this, you kind of get to see like a ton of different autonomouses, which is, I don't know, that's one of the cool things. And all we have to do is just kind of walk out and be like, oh, what are they doing?
Yes, it's definitely a different feeling being here working on our own robot, but not having to worry about the competition that's going on right outside of our door. We can just take a break from what we were doing, walk out there, watch a couple matches, but not feel stressed out that we have to compete.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to get that sort of perspective on things. So what are you guys looking forward to? Do we have one more? We have one more competition coming up before states. One where we could potentially just practice, essentially. We don't have to worry about having to make states. We've already made states. What are you guys looking forward to in this competition coming up?
Well, I'm kind of scared because I'm going to be driving, but I haven't practiced at all.
So you volunteered to drive?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Scared.
Scared? You've done some driving, though, a little bit, right?
Yeah, but that was horrible.
Takes a little bit of practice, and you finally, you'll get it at some point. So that'll be nice to have a new perspective on things when you're there at the competition. Any other things we can look forward to at this next competition?
More pins.
More pins, yes.
More pins.
If anyone knows about pins, it's Asher.
Yep.
See, this is why I'm excited the most. The pins. I need some more pins.
You need to get a lab, right? Yeah. You need to get a lab coat like him.
Yeah. Just start building up.
Last year, I put all my pins on my leather coat, and it's completely destroyed.
Not a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're not going to buy a new leather coat anytime soon either.
I was going to put it on my expensive jacket, and my mom was like, oh, absolutely not.
It's smart choice. Smart choice. Yeah, just buy the cheap lab coat. You put them all on there. It'll be walk around like it's a suit of armor. Well, I'm looking forward to being able to have a lot less stress going into this next competition, being able to test out the new ideas that we're refining and seeing how well they work in the competition, and potentially making our robot perform even better, which is sort of the goal before states, is to kind of get things really dialed in so we can compete at the highest level.
All right, so we ask a question at the end of every episode. I think you've been asked this before. What does gracious professionalism mean to you?
Being competitive in a kind and respectful way.
Showing like a competitive attitude at competitions, trying your best while still helping out other teams when they need it. Not being rude, being nice, and trying to help wherever you can.
Well, thank you, the three of you, for being here. You as well, Asher. Of course, you're always here. I'm looking forward to next week, final competition before states, and I'm very looking forward to states. I have a feeling we're going to do quite well. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.